Hey everyone. So this past weekend, September 16th, 17th, and 18th, at Salt Lake Fan X, I was lucky enough to moderate the American Pie panel featuring Shannon Elizabeth and Tara Reid. Now, they were kind enough to have a soundboard set up and record the audio for me. So while we have the audio, it is not necessarily as good or balanced as I might have liked, but I do have the half hour's worth of audio for you to listen to, featuring me, having some fun with Shannon and Tara, and you'll see why the panel is a half an hour long compared to some other panels that might run longer. But have a listen. Hopefully you're entertained. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the other side.
You know the rules. We've got a mic for questions. Go ahead and line up, and we'll talk for a couple minutes, and we'll let you guys pick our guests' brains. Ready? Let's bring out Shannon Elizabeth and Tara Reid.
Hey guys, how are you? Thanks for being here.
Hi everyone.
These are nice and loud.
How are you guys doing? Are you having a good time so far?
Yeah,
it's been amazing. We love Utah.
Well, we have a really good con and some really great fans, and I'm sure they're going to be lining up here in a minute to ask you guys some questions. How have you been spending your time up till now, the last year or so, like the rest of us? What have you been doing to get by?
You can start.
we all had a little bit of a break staying in our houses for a long time. But in the meantime, I started a bag line, and I also started a sunglass line, and I'm producing about 6 movies right now, so I've been pretty busy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jenna?
For me, I'm living in South Africa right now, so I'm working on my charity. I've been there for about 4 years, and so last year when COVID happened, we just started kind of pivoting with our difference, and we created a program called Ranger Relief to help pay salaries and buy equipment fuel, because with no tourism, they were all losing their jobs and they weren't able to protect the parks and the animals well. So we started helping them, and we have a scholarship fund that's starting for girls and all kinds of stuff. It's all in South Africa for Shannon Elizabeth Foundation.
Very nice.
Yay.
Are you excited to be back in the entertainment?
Yeah, it's been really fun. I've been here maybe like 5 weeks now, and I have 2 or 3 more to go.
I actually ran into you 3 weeks ago across the mountains in Colorado Springs, and I said, you need to come.
You did.
So you're welcome, guys. Apparently, she said something, and they said something, and here we are.
We
and she brought a friend.
Yes.
Who brought a friend of her own.
Yes. Introduce her, Tara.
Everyone, this is Bella.
Hi, Bella.
Everyone needs a friend. Let's talk about why we're here to talk. Let's talk about American Pie.
Okay.
1999. Can you believe?
Can you believe it?
That long. That's a lot of years.
Let's talk about how long that was.
Talk about it.
That's a lot of years.
But it feels like it was just yesterday. Like it's been that long.
It's been so long that there was a reunion entry in the
franchise. Yeah.
1999. It's a throwback. Well, it was even a throwback in 1999 as kind of a, you know, almost an 80s-esque high school romp, just a little more crass.
Yeah.
overt. We'll use a little more overt. How was it filming? I mean, because you guys had obviously seen all, you know, John Hughes started the high school movie, and then it kind of morphed, and then by 99 we get to American Pie. Where are you guys at in your careers at that moment when you're going to film this kind of weird script?
I mean, for me, it was my first studio film. So I was auditioning for all kinds of stuff. But I mean, when you get a project or you read a script, at that point in my career, I wasn't thinking, oh, this is like a John Hughes film or this is like anything else. I was just thinking, I want to get a job. I want to be an actress. I'm going to do the best I can with every audition. And then I got it, and I was super excited. And I mean, I remember at one point they were playing with the accent a lot and changing it in post and changing it on set. And before it came out, I was telling all my, this movie's going to suck. They were messing with the accent so much, like, nobody's going to see it. It's a bummer, but whatever. So we...
And Tara, you had already been in another movie which has since become a pop culture phenomenon, The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
So that you roll from The Big Lebowski, just a couple years later, you roll into American Pie. Where is your head at that moment?
So I started off with The Big Lebowski, and then I went into...
Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions, Urban Legends,
I don't know.
Van Wilder, American Pie, Josie and the Pussycats, and just kept going on and on and on. And that's it. But it's a great job. We love it. I love Shannon. She's an amazing person, amazing actress, and she does such good things for everyone.
Aw, thank you.
It's awesome.
She does.
We're lucky to do this together. We're lucky to have fans like you guys and be able to come out and hang out with you guys, so thank you.
The ladies of American Pie. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's centered about around the guys and their quest.
Yeah.
How much did the ladies on the film interact apart from that? They get clicked out a little bit and just become the girls against the guy. I mean, how close were you guys on set? All of the, because the guys were like almost always together.
In the movie, the guys are always together, but at the end of the day, we were all together. I mean, everyone got along and we had fun. I mean, it was, how can you not have fun in American Pie? You know, like, so yeah, we had a great time doing it, and you know, everyone was cool. I mean, like, the guys did have most of the scenes, you know, together, and more scenes than we had interacted with some of the guys, but still, we were all, it wasn't like one was more like friendly than the other, you know, it was all good.
I mean, I wasn't on set all that much. My part was quite small. I was never actually meant to be a main character. I was kind of like the secondary character. That's why I wasn't on the poster originally. And it was only when the fans kind of saw me as more of a pivotal character that they added me into everything. So thank you guys. I owe everything to you guys.
That happens a lot in Hollywood, the characters that people don't expect often come. Did your role change on set? Did you notice changes? It's like, we're going to bring you in for today, and we're going to need you back tomorrow. Or here's this extra. Did that happen?
No.
Were you fairly set, and it just...
You mean for that character?
Yes.
No. It was exactly set, because until they were screening, and then when it was released, what the reaction was going to be. So, I mean, I was still pretty secondary when we were filming. And it definitely changed everything for me after the movie premiered. I mean, going to the American Pie premiere was so pivotal for me.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was huge.
The first American Pie premiere was like, out of any movie to this day I've even done, it was the craziest premiere ever. And like, remember the gift bags they had in it?
No, I don't. I just remember all the... like stars that were there that we looked up to.
Oh yeah, there was Matt Damon,
Ben Affleck.
Because
we were starstruck.
Yeah, for sure.
We were all like, oh my gosh, these people are at our premiere.
And
it's amazing.
Also at the time, we didn't realize like how fashion was really important to go down a red carpet. And I look at my outfit back 22 years ago, I go, what was I thinking? It's
I have
awful.
Lots of those moments.
Yeah.
Just real quick, as a quick aside, I just want to say you're a Texas girl.
Yeah.
Originally.
From Texas.
From Texas,
yeah.
Houston, and then over to Waco.
Used
to live in Houston area, so
cool.
I see a fellow. And New Jersey's produced a few acting people over time. You're an Eagles fan, is that correct?
No, actually.
No?
I went to an Eagles game once, and I got paparazzi there, and everyone thought I was an Eagles, you know, fan, but my mom's side of the family are the Maras, and they actually own the New York Giants, so I'm definitely a Giants fan. But
so that's why you've never worked with Kevin Smith, because you're from there, but you like the Giants.
Yeah, and so the funniest is, so when I went, because my other cousin, she's a huge fan of the Eagles, and she works for Verizon, she's like high up in Verizon, and so she represents the Eagles with phones and stuff like that. So I was visiting her in Philadelphia, right? And I went to the game with her, and I didn't realize it was the Giants versus the Eagles, right? I had no idea. And I'm on the field walking around, and I'm like, oh, no. Like, you know? And my uncle comes over to me. He's like, what are you doing here? And I'm on the Eagles side wearing an Eagles jersey, but I didn't know the Giants were going to play. And I was like, and I was friends with all the players. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm in so much trouble. I had no idea.
And now everyone knows why thing you read on the internet.
Yeah.
Because it can be wrong. And if it gets on the internet, it never, ever comes off.
It totally never.
So are you a Dallas Cowboys fan?
Oh, I hate the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I grew up in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So our loyalties were split between the Steelers and the Eagles.
Okay.
Now I'm just a college football guy. So, again, 1999, with the Warriors. Since then, why do you think America Pie spawned three sequels and five spinoffs? Any inkling doing it? I mean, you get to the premiere, obviously, you're like, wow, this is doing really well. Do you have any idea it goes after that?
I think it just came out at a time when people needed to laugh and they related to the characters. Like, each person has one character that they might relate to in their lives, and I think we just got lucky. We hit a chord with people, and when you watch something that you can relate to the feelings of the characters or doing a situation, maybe being in an odd situation. I mean, hopefully you guys never got intimate with a pie, but you know, you never know, and or maybe a lot of you tried that afterwards.
I think a lot of people tried the pie. I'm a little scared about it.
Yeah.
You don't need to share that if you ask a question.
Tell us about it.
Or you can come to our table later and let us know.
Yeah.
Quietly.
I mean, we're all curious, right?
What?
Just don't bring your kids with you.
Yes.
Maybe that was how you practiced for the kids.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
see, you didn't know it was going to go this direction,
see,
but
it's terrible because I'm older than both of you guys, and you're going to make me blush all the whole time now. Has anyone got any questions of their own they want to ask about the making of, stories about? Go ahead, jump up to the mic there.
This question's for both of you. What was your favorite scene to film across any of the American Pie movies?
What was our favorite scene?
Favorite scene to film across the movies.
I don't remember it that well.
Me neither. We got a little old, you guys. We're kind of getting like, you know.
Oh my gosh. But I do have to say that every time somebody calls, swear to God, this is true. Every time somebody calls me from another room and I say, I'm coming, I think of you. I will forever say that.
That is so funny.
True story.
That was like, I'm coming, and the dad's like walking in the door.
Okay.
I was like,
ah. That was awesome.
It was a little embarrassing.
That's why.
When I watched that movie with my parents, and they had to see that scene, I was like, oh my gosh, with the boyfriend, and also in The Big Lebowski, when I had my famous line, my dad was with me in that premiere too, and he was like, I was like, oh. I should not be bringing my parents to these things.
Yeah, I did too. But you should have leaned over to your parents at the American Pie one when that joke hit and be like, I don't get it. What does that mean? Why are people laughing?
Yeah, totally. I totally should have done that.
As a father, I can tell you that would have worked. That would have been a highly effective joke to pull out.
Yeah. Why are you red?
Oh, because I'm older.
Whole neck area's red.
Because I'm older than you and I'm a father. No,
why are you red? You're pretty like an apple, a tomato.
That's why in basic training we're actually not taught not to say I'm coming. We're supposed to say proceeding.
Proceeding.
As in, we are on the way. Proceeding.
See, that would have never worked, and she would have been busted, and there'd be no joke.
Would have been no good.
Yeah.
How a lot of guys came out of that. Biggs came out of that film. Chris Klein came out of that film. There's a lot of, I mean, yourselves, a lot of heft that you've. If you could go back and do it again, would you appreciate it more? I mean, knowing what you know now, would you approach that any differently, going and making American Pie?
Because I think the reason why it became so big is because we didn't know what we were really doing at all.
Yeah.
So I think that gave it that innocence. And even though there was a lot of, like, you know, jokes that were kind of, you know, pies and this and that. There was a lot of heart in the movie, you know, so I think a lot of that, and I think that's what made it work. And I think another thing that really helped was that you watch all these comedies, and a lot of them, they think it's funny to bully people, and it's not funny. And American Pie, we didn't bully anyone. You know, we made fun of ourselves, and we had this innocence to us and this heart, even though it was a little bit raunchy. I mean, everyone goes through that. It's part of life. So I think if we would go back to redo it, it would have never been the same again.
Right? Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that one of the best things they did is that they didn't try to cast actors that already had huge names. And they went with people that kind of had a clean slate. So nobody had preconceived notions. You had done a lot of work and stuff, but I think that nobody really had been put into an acting box at that point. So
absolutely.
I always think that helps, too.
Speaking of being put in an acting box, you both have branched out since then. Besides, you know, obviously the raunchy comedy. You've done some horror, both of you. Is comedy or horror? Which one do you like better?
Was Sharknado comedy or horror?
I love her. All right, Sharknado is the worst, best movie I've ever done. Let's just put it that way. And definitely comedy.
Sorry, what was the question,
The question was, which would you rather do? You know, you've both done comedies, you've both done horrors. Which would you rather? I mean, if you got scripts plunked down, you had a comedy and you had a horror.
I mean, I'd rather do comedy because I love making people laugh. I mean, I like doing both, and I now that I haven't done horror in a while, I kind of want to do it, and I want to go back to it. But if you can be in a comedy that's like American Pie, that's truly funny and truly, like, hits a chord with somebody, I think that's priceless.
I agree. I mean, I think my favorite movie that I've ever did was just, I love that film.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was a fun comedy, and it was all girls, and we were in a band and being rock stars, which is a really cool feeling, even though we weren't, but we thought we were. But, you know, horror is fun, too, because, you know, but it's not, it's not the same. There is completely horror, comedy, drama. Drama, to me, I really like. Like, I like getting upset. I like, you know, like, crying or getting crazy. But it's nice to laugh, too. Like, Melody, when I played Josie and the Pussycats, like, she was just such a kind of an airhead. And she just was so nice to wake up every morning and be Melody, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, she was like, okay, let's do this. Like just so out there, like how to walk and, you know. But then when you do like some of the dramas and horrors, you kind of put yourself through an emotional ringer. So that's a lot harder in a certain way emotionally. But sometimes it's a really good release. It's almost like therapy. So to have both is probably the best, I guess.
But even as a viewer, I think it's, especially in this day and age, I mean, for me, I don't want to go home and watch something heavy and dramatic. I want to laugh. I want to just relax and let go of the day. And so it's like I gravitate toward the heavy films right now. I just want to laugh and like zone out and not think, you know?
Okay. We're going to take a question real quick, but before we do, what was the last movie you guys saw? Of a new release, either in the theater or at home on a screener. What was the latest movie that you saw?
Movie.
Which one, Nate? What was my last movie? No.
The last movie you guys watched. Yeah.
What was the last movie? Ted Lasso is the best show ever, by the way. Amazing.
Ted Lasso is a great show.
It's amazing. She's the one we're watching right now, too. That's pretty good, too.
Good television. Good television. What about you?
What's funny is that I rewatched Argo recently. A great film, Argo.
Oh.
Which is also heavy, but my partner had never seen it. And I get so tired of, like, flipping through Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. I'm like, just pick something. I can't. Just anything. I'm like, this is a great film. Have you not seen it? Great, we're watching it. And that was basically how it went, because I was tired of flipping.
Have you guys noticed?
There's too many options.
Yes.
Have you guys noticed, like, Netflix now? figure out what you want to watch, there's just an option. They're like, let us pick out the show for you or the movie for you. Craziest thing. I'm like,
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I actually think the button is labeled watch something.
Yeah, they just do
it's
it.
It's just ridiculous.
And like sometimes the things they pick out for you, you're like, this is so not what I want to watch.
Yeah.
I think it used to be called, I think, Netflix Roulette, where you could just click it. It would just randomly grab a movie.
Yeah, grab
it. But now I think it actually tries to be smart about it. But there is a button for that.
But if I can say a limited series, Clickbait. Have you guys watched Clickbait yet? Oh my gosh, that was pretty cool. Yeah, you've got to watch it. It's like 8 episodes. And I watched it, I think, in Colorado Springs somewhere. Yeah. No, not Colorado Springs, Arkansas, at our last show.
Yeah.
Like over the 2-day weekend, I just like watched the whole thing. It was amazing. I couldn't wait to get back to it.
Nice.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Question from the audience.
So, American Pie.
Don't be afraid of the mic.
It says the voice of God.
It's really
Where did that come from?
Built the mic.
I don't know.
Did you say that?
No, he didn't say it.
It's considered a sex comedy, a teen comedy. So I'm curious how you see it in the pantheon of those type of movies, because in the end, you're carrying the guy dance, right? You get, well, pleasured or whatever. And Allison Hannigan, she is the one, you know, taking control. So in this movie, the girls are getting, you know, the whatever. So I'm just curious, you know, because the 80s comedies, it was always about the guys, you know. So how do you see that movie? You know, your movie is different that way.
I think she's saying the girls win. In this, in American Pie, the girls win as normally the
Yeah,
girls
I mean, you could it could still be a sex comedy where the girls win. I mean, that's kind of what everyday life is. The girl always wins.
The girl
Whatever
always
we
wins.
Want, whether we want it or we don't, we win.
Yeah. My boyfriend, he's right there. He does not want to fight with me, that's for sure.
Yes, dear, you're always right. Smile and nod.
That's why he's still looking for his iPhone.
Next.
Hello, Shannon and Tara. I'm one of y'all biggest fans. How did y'all know that y'all were going to be cast on American Pie?
Well, we auditioned for it.
Okay.
So we didn't know. And then we got the part.
Yeah.
Okay, for Tara, any Sharknado movies coming out?
No, that's serious. It's long, long done.
Okay.
Where else could we do it? We already went to outer space. Went all over the world. I mean, I gave birth in a shark, and I mean, there's not really much more. I became a robot. I mean,
wait, well, what happened in outer space? Were there sharks floating in outer space?
Yeah, there's sharks floating in outer space, and then I was pregnant, and a shark bit me. Well, he got swallowed me in his mouth,
okay.
And then I had to give birth to a baby.
I gotta watch this. Dang.
And then I gave birth to the baby in outer space, and it crashes on the beach. And then Ian is on the beach, and he has to saw the shark and pull the baby out.
You know who I want to work with? I want to work with the guy who wrote this and got it financed. Whoever that guy is a genius.
Got it financed 5 times.
He got this financed. That's amazing.
Well, I don't know how much
financing is in
it. When I read this, I'm like, this is the worst movie I've ever read in my life. Like, it's awful. I'm like, all right. And it wasn't called Sharknado. It was called Dark Skies. So I'm like, okay, no one's going to see this movie. It doesn't matter. Like, we'll take the money and kind of run. The whole world saw the movie, and then in the middle of the movie, they called Sharknado. I'm like, no, you just cannot do that. Like, we're never going to work again. It's awful. And then look what happened. It just shows you never know.
You never know.
That's 3. The Big Lebowski, you have American Pie, and you have Sharknado in the pop culture pantheon of movies that people just love, whether, you know, for all kinds of reasons.
I don't even know why. Yeah.
Shannon, you're actually in a film universe that I appreciate, and that is the View Askew universe.
Yes, I am very lucky to be in that universe.
Wonderful, the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Jay and Silent Bob reboot. How was it going back to work with Kevin and Jay?
Oh my gosh.
And do that again.
It was
especially
amazing.
The way he spun you in the second movie.
Yeah, we were getting ready to shoot the first scene of the reboot, and Kevin like announces that it's our first time working together in like 20 years. Like, oh my gosh, no pressure. And we're all like, okay, we're doing it again. It was so cool. They're the best guys. They're exactly what you think they are, exactly what you see. I was just really lucky to be a part of that. When I first went in to meet with Kevin for the first one, I like went and met him in his office. I think I had seen, Mallrats.
Yeah.
But that's the only, and maybe Chasing Amy, but I didn't know Clerks, and I hadn't watched most of his films. So then after he hired me, introduced me to someone, he'd be like, she's never seen my films. This is Shannon. She's never seen anything I've done. Thanks, Kevin.
Sounds like Kevin. He actually wrapped Clerks 3.
Yes.
Cameo? No?
No.
No?
No, they all had to be in isolation. So that's why people kept canceling from the cons.
Oh, yes.
They couldn't be let out of the bubble.
Yeah, so if you didn't know, and you're a Kevin Smith fan, by the way, slight tangent, Clerks 3 is done filming.
Yeah.
So sometime when he sells the distribution rights to himself,
yeah,
we'll probably get to see Clerks 3 as well. Is it weird to be part of films that you're like, I did the work, I took the paycheck, I was a young actor. It's like, this film has some critical merit, I wish it got more. Is it weird to be part of films that people are just like nuts
about? I love it. I love being part of that history and affecting people in that way. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, it'll live on long after we're gone. And hopefully people get their kids to watch films and to kind of bring it all back around. But I mean, I'm honored to be a part of things like that, and I feel very lucky. And I know for me as well, like I've done, it's helped to give me a platform to do the work on the planet that I'm meant to be doing here. And I kind of look at it as like my mission. And I think the universe gave me my job so I could do my mission. So I'm really grateful for it.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
You have a question.
So American Pie didn't shy away from the topic of sex at all. And I'm wondering if you feel like that made it more difficult for you as young women in Hollywood and with the way, women are sexualized in general, especially young women in Hollywood, if this movie in particular made that more difficult for you.
I didn't feel that at the time at all.
I didn't either.
That thought never went through my head. Did it for you?
No.
No.
I mean, I think that's become a hot topic.
Yeah.
And as we've gotten older, we've become more aware. But, I mean, we were young and
we had no idea.
Yeah, and it wasn't...
It was innocent.
Innocent, And, I mean, as an actor, I was so excited to get a job and... I mean, it wasn't porn.
Yeah.
I could have gone and gotten a job in porn, and I didn't do that.
It wasn't like Tara Does Texas.
Like Simon Rex did that. No, we were just having fun, and it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Another question?
Hi, this is for Shannon. How much fun was it working with Marlon and Sean Wayans in Scary Movie?
Oh my gosh. They were such a
finally
great
we get
group
the horror
guys.
Comedy is what we
Yes, know. Yeah. What was really fun about that is we were there in Vancouver shooting for about a week before we actually started. We were rehearsing and stuff, and Keenan, the director, was just really great about letting us play around and do our own thing, and he said, "Look, I'm going to shoot out exactly what's on the page, and then I'm going to give you one more. And on that one more, you guys can do whatever you want." He goes, "Because look, at the end of the day, I'm the director. If it's good, I'm going to get credit for it either way. So have at it. Have fun." So it was a lot of fun working that way. And those guys are just so much fun. I loved it. And again, we were laughing the whole time. So I was lucky to be a part of that.
Excellent.
Cool.
Thank you.
Oh, somebody's got a question.
So, Shannon, I know you've done tons of movies, both of you and Tara. Like working in movies compared to TV series as like you, Shannon, in the 70s show.
I've got to say, for me, I love doing live audience TV shows. When you do like one-hour TV shows, it's like a mini movie. It's exactly the same. But doing live audience, you've got that instant gratification from the audience laughing, like... We say something and you guys laugh, we're like, all right, it worked.
Yeah.
And if we say something, you don't laugh. Like, if we were filming that, then the writers are all like huddled around and they're rewriting and then they hand you new lines. And now you've got to instantly do it again with new lines. So it really like works your acting chops in a different way. It's almost like theater in a way. But I love doing that kind of comedy, having that audience there, and you get such a rush on the show day when they're there and the lights are going, and I would do a comedy like that anytime. It's so fun.
I never did that. The comedy I've only done on a TV show was Scrubs, and that shot like a movie. So I've never did, like, live, and to me that's scary. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm used to be able to do something, and if it's not right, do another take, do this. But I mean, that's really the ultimate.
Yeah,
thing
really
that
fun.
Shannon did. I mean, I give her kudos for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
So, was there any roles that you guys auditioned for that you got really upset that you didn't get?
Lots of them.
Yeah, all
everything
the time.
I didn't get. I mean, I don't remember, like, a lot of them, the names change and stuff. So even if they come out and I auditioned, I didn't really put it together half the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's always like big films working with big actors. I did audition once for Quentin Tarantino. For one of his films, and of course I really wanted that because he was amazing, but just to go and like meet him and audition with him was like such a highlight for me.
For me, I only drank tequila with Quentin Tarantino.
So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, right. So it's a big director. Who's the biggest director? Let's not say biggest director. Who's the favorite director that you worked with?
I can't say favorite.
The biggest would be the Coen brothers for me, but I'm not going to say the favorite.
Gosh. I don't know. I mean, I worked with Wes Craven, which was really amazing. I loved working with Wes. And he is so laid back, like literally between takes, sit there and do a crossword puzzle the whole time. Like it's a night shoot, everybody's like rushing around, actors are auditioning lines, and he's just so chill, just doing his crossword puzzle.
Does he do his crossword puzzle?
I actually have an answer to this.
Oh.
So my actual favorite director I ever worked with was Robert Altman. Mm. And he's really old. He's in a million movies, won Academy Awards. And he loves to smoke pot. So during the movie, like while he was, you know, directing us, he's watching the monitor. And he would be like, Tara, come here. And he was smoking his joint. And I'm like, yeah, I think he's giving me directions. He's like, all right, in the scene right now. And he's like, never mind, I forgot what I was going to say. And I was like, what are you doing? And he did it all the time.
That's funny.
That's awesome. Where can these guys go and see you after this panel? Are you going to be back down at your tables?
Yeah, we're going to be back at our tables signing autographs.
Table 37 and 38.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because I look at the back of the curtain.
Okay, there you go. So come over and see us there.
Yeah, come say hi.
We'll make lots of fun videos and stuff for you on your phone if you come over.
Yeah, let's do it.
Come visit us.
But thank you guys all for coming here, and hopefully we see you again, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.